Good morning, everyone. It's August 7th, 2023, and the favorite time of our week, because it's Mondays with Bev and Paul. And hi, everybody. My name is Paul.
Good morning. This is Bev.
Hi, Bev.
Hi, Paul.
I have to tell you a little story. A lady came into the center here the other day, and she goes, "Oh, my gosh, you're the one. You're the star on YouTube, aren't you?" She said, "I've never met a star from YouTube. When do I get to meet Bev?"
Oh, that's cute. Well, we know. You're the superstar.
Yeah, well, we
with
both
your own
are.
Song.
She had seen us, and she couldn't believe we were real. So and here she was getting worked on for the first time, getting BioTouch for the first time. So she was all excited.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah.
So welcome, everybody. This is another great topic we're going to talk about. It's we titled it here, Gratefulness in Suffering, and how can BioTouch help us to really live in that gratefulness? So I wanted to start off with how I even came up with this idea.
Better explain yourself.
It's like, what the heck are you talking about? So this post came up on my TikTok feed, and it was Colbert being interviewed by Anderson Cooper, and it was about grief. And anyhow, in there, Colbert talked about his grief and his suffering. He said, "I love the thing that I most wished did not happen." He said, "It is a gift to exist, and to exist comes suffering. Therefore, if you're grateful for life, you must be grateful also for our suffering." And I thought, well, now ain't that BioTouch?
Isn't that just cool?
So, you know, I type all this up and I put it in there. And then this morning before I come here, I hear there's this post that comes up from Joe Dispenza. And it goes, "If you master suffering, you also master joy." I'm like, okay, I guess this is our topic
That's
today.
That's going to be the topic. Well, isn't that an interesting contemplation, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like what is this suffering, you know? And well, it's not like we want it. We're not saying here that you have to go out and create suffering.
you know, just the foundation of let's remember that we all are living in a physical world, that the whole foundation of that is called duality. You know, you can't have something without the other. The polarity is suffering and joy. Just being here as a trying to become human is suffering. You can't travail a path of any kind without doing the whole gambit. But the joy, that other side of it, is attainable. And this is what I remember about what we've talked about, BioTouch, the unlimited possibilities. We can call that hope. So that's kind of like right in that middle ground. We have suffering, we have joy, but BioTouch gives us some hope that there is, you know, experiencing both and embracing both, because that is our travail. That's what we do here.
Right. That's the key. That's the balance. And that to us over here on this end is why we share BioTouch, because it allows us to meet people in their suffering. I mean, most people that come here aren't coming here because they're all joyful and happy and no ailments.
No.
Most people come here and we meet them because right. they're suffering. You know,
right.
they have some bodily dysfunction. You know, I don't
That's
even
it.
Know if it's a dis-ease. It's just a dysfunction. Something's not functioning optimally.
Right.
And so yep. that's how we meet them. And to be able to do that greeting and live with them in their suffering is an honor.
It's a joy,
yes.
isn't it?
It's a
yes.
joy to live with them in their suffering and give them the hope, as you were just saying, that here is something that's magical. We just had a post from Hala. Magical that could possibly change the situation.
Right. Yeah. Just once we understand that there is always a pathway of possibility, if we'll just give ourselves that instead of just crashing into, there's no hope, I'm suffering, I'm alone, I'm in darkness. When you begin to have BioTouch, it's almost like something begins, a darkness begins to lift a little bit. And that's what we're always talking about. Coming into that self-awareness, it's not just about being conscious that you're in the body. It's about the whole experience of being more than just the suffering in your body.
Right.
Because in that self-awareness, all those other parts of ourselves begin to respond to that touch lightly on the body. That's just beautiful.
And that's why we say BioTouch is one person touching another. It's our humanity. We're here to be in relation with other sentient beings. We don't want to isolate ourselves. And BioTouch is that honoring of that person's space and an honoring of our space. When we talk about our space, we always say to people, you don't have to be an all kind, loving, high energetic, spiritual person to do healing work. You know,
right.
I always love that thing about even jerks can do BioTouch, and I've proven it because Bev lets me know how a jerk I really am.
Sometimes. But what do you do? Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. And that's the beauty. It's like, and people say to me, oh, no, you're not a jerk. You're really a kind person. Well, yeah, I know that too, okay?
Right.
But let's not.
I am that.
Right.
Yes.
I am that. I am that, and I am that, and I am this. And that's the beauty of BioTouch. You are all of that. You know, the whole array of emotions and feelings, but you can still reach out and be effective.
You know, while you were talking, I was thinking about there's a planetary suffering that is inherent in just this great body, okay, called the planet Earth. And I'm reminded of the foreword in our book, the preface in the book that Gary said, when you practice BioTouch, it's good for each of us, but it's also, you become a planetary citizen. Because in that awareness, you realize you're not the only life form here. There is suffering going on a planetary scale. And when we get to step in and be conscious of that, be aware of that, and start to serve that, oh, that's joy. It's like we've been told, when you begin to serve, you will step out of your own suffering. When you begin to serve others, that's what BioTouch lets us do. When we begin to do that, we kind of, our own suffering just kind of what? Melts into everything else's suffering.
Right.
And it's so powerful and so profound just to be able to reach out and start the process by touching lightly on the skin. Yikes. That is magical.
When I went to Egypt and they interviewed me on an Al Jazeera station, one of the first things they said, well, why should we believe what you're going to tell us here today? And I said, don't believe me. Just try it. And then calls started coming in and it was translated to me. And I really got a sense of understanding there's one common denominator, and that's what you were just talking about, of everyone on the planet. Everyone's suffering and everyone is afraid.
Right.
And the only thing that can help with that is love. And that's what we've always said, reaching out and touching another human being with that index and middle finger lightly like a butterfly is an application of bringing love into relationship.
Right.
And that's magical.
And that is magical. And that is what we get hope from that. That there is more to us than this pain and suffering. That there is a whole other side of us. You know, the midway point between that polarity of suffering and joy, that's where BioTouch lets us stand. And the reason that we're able to stand there is because of that other person that we're touching.
Right.
It's not just, you know, me sitting by myself doing whatever points. It forces us into a relationship with another human being. That is the beginning of understanding our joy, that we are deeply, we have never been disconnected. I mean, even to say, oh, that we're connected is going against the truth, that we have never been disconnected.
Right.
So BioTouch is here to just offer us the, you know, that truth, that divine experience of being in joy and in love with another human being in that moment.
And I think, too, what it creates is a safety, a place of safety.
Oh,
and people
definitely.
Have a chance to shed the veil. Yeah, I mean, when you're doing that greeting and you're touching right there at that solar plexus, you know, the most powerful place of our point, you've...
And the most vulnerable.
Yes, you've broken the veil. You've become, on a very intimate level, as Gary says, of that real love. And so what happens is people feel safe sharing things. I don't know how many times people have said to me, I've never shared this with anybody.
Right.
You know.
Absolutely. It's a safe place, as
yes.
you say.
It's that neutral, safe place.
Well, the fact that, I don't know about you, but I've never had somebody say, don't touch me there. The
right.
moment I reach out and touch that most vulnerable place, it's just the opposite. It's like, oh, don't do that. No, it's like they almost take a breath into their body. Because that loving touch, that non-invasive loving touch, says it's okay. This is for us.
And then people are able to share their trauma, share their suffering. And it's interesting how much people hide their suffering. It's like, oh, people don't want to know about this, or
right.
I mean, compared, we're not talking about the complaining, you know, the most of us, I remember when my mother died and we went out and the first question, oh, how are you? And I said, well, life's pretty rough right now. My mom just died. There's a moment of stop. And then people share with you about their mother or their death, you know, and you start to learn that we all want to share our suffering and our joy, but we never are given that opportunity, that neutral place where we're not going to be judged or that's good or bad, just listening.
Right.
BioTouch helps
right.
us just listen.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we're not creating anything new, are we?
Right.
We've all experienced the highs and the lows of being here.
and that's a good thing for everyone to understand. BioTouch is nothing new. This has been around, I think, since human beings have been on the planet.
Yes.
It's just being presented in a different kind of a form that's in relation to the other healing modalities out there. I was just talking with Jenny about it. It's so simple. It's so simple, it's silly, as Gary Schwartz used to say.
It's silly. Well, that's, you know, we've said it many, many times. We're not programmed for simple. Sorry.
No. You know, and so we're here every week to drill into our brains how important this simple touch healing technique is to bring an acceptance of the joy and the suffering in our life. You know, we have a class in our CP class, crisis. What is a crisis? And the crisis and the opportunity. And we show this Chinese written character that if you take that character and you move it one way, it means crisis, and if you turn it the other way with another word, it's opportunity. So the same character is used in crisis and opportunity.
Opportunity. Yep.
That's the BioTouch. If you can reach out and touch another human being, we're helping understand the crisis and the opportunity. The joy and the suffering.
I've often thought in this world, you cannot experience and know what each of those are until you experience the polarity. You can't know joy unless you have suffered.
Right. One depends on the other for a definition.
In acknowledging joy, you'd see the suffering that has taken place. It's inherent here. It's just what is happening. And I love what Stephen Colbert said about that. To embrace, that's to embrace life. Embrace both of it.
Right. If you're grateful for life, he says, you must be grateful also for our suffering. Thank you, Stephen Colbert.
Beautiful, yes.
He's not all just jokes. It's a very it was a very deep interview. It was a 21-minute interview, if you want to look it up. Steve Colbert with Anderson Cooper. So it was an inspiration for us, and we hope it's an inspiration for you. We hope this is just another opportunity to remember how important BioTouch is for you, your family, your friends, humanity, and the entire planet.
Thank you. Yes.
It is here now. Go to justtouch.com. Take one of our classes. We have a training coming up, a live one, actually in person here in Tucson, the 19th and the 20th of August. Contact the center and you can get some information about that, justtouch.com. And then also we have a workshop coming up with Margot Thornton. Fertility at your fingertips.com. Just like our book.
It's great.
So she's going to talk about fertility and how she works with it on a holistic approach. And then we'll teach you some BioTouch points that you can use. And we've worked a lot with people who were having a hard time getting pregnant.
Yeah.
And numerous times just doing that in the next cycle. You know, oh my gosh, she's pregnant, you know, so it's magical. BioTouch is magical. Please join us. Learn BioTouch. Let us know, you know, how you've used BioTouch and we'll pass it on. Anything else?
It's already yours. It's already yours.
It's already yours. That's a perfect one. We don't own it. We're just here to pass on the gift to humanity. That's our only job. And we do that freely. If you're here in Tucson, sessions are on a donation basis. We're an all-volunteer program here at the center. And our goal is to get this around the world. If you're on our Facebook page, check out some of the posts from Hala in Egypt. She's writing some amazing stuff about what she's experiencing and sharing.
So grateful for her.
Yes. And we are grateful for all of our practitioners around the world. And maybe we should really start bringing some of them on. We'll just maybe have to.
I think we'll have to.
We could just tape it, you know, because the time difference is so weird. But let's start doing that. Bring on our certified practitioners.
I would love for everybody to meet our certified practitioners who are doing BioTouch around the world. Wow. That would be great.
All right. It's on the schedule, folks. Otherwise, tune in next Monday and we'll talk some more. We love talking. See you all. Thanks, Bev.
Great week. Thank you, Paul.
Bye, everybody.
Days in and days out, space and time is all about feeling pressure with the pain, in sunshine or in the rain. Living is a place in mind, giving is being kind, and the pain is too much. What we need is BioTouch. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be. I know this to be true. It happens to me and you in the middle of the day. Energy just fades away. Down the line, we realize we can re-energize, feeling better in the end with attention from a friend. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be.